Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sister Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Tonight, we have a very special treat for you all. I have singer, songwriter, a phenomenal talented multi-recording artist, Darcell. Welcome to the show, Darcell.
How you doing, love? What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
I am doing wonderful. We doing good. Cool in here, chilling in the Chi-Town.
In the Chi-Chi, the Windy City, baby. All right.
Well, let's jump right into our interview. How did you get started on your journey? Can you share that with our audience?
Absolutely. I'm just a brother out of Dallas, Texas, originally. Right now I live out in Los Angeles. But born and raised in Dallas, and just grew up singing in church with my dad. My grandmother started a gospel group, and, you know, I got involved in that and started writing and playing and whatnot, and just fell in love with the process of making music. I always loved to sing. So I started in church and moved on to, like, school talent shows and that type of thing, and just fell in love with what I wanted to make in my life. I wanted to make music to make people feel beautiful. So here I am today, just keeping going with the mission. Quick story, came out to L.A. from Dallas, and I was living in my car. And so it was really some dark days for me. I didn't know anybody when I got to Los Angeles, so I just kind of came out here on a whim, just had a dream in my heart, really no plan, really no strategy. And just one day at a time, I fought my way out of being homeless and started my own label and released my first album, and here we are in 2017.
All right, I like that. Now, in April, you released a song called Mama Song. Can you tell us about that song?
Well, really, the song is a twofold. What happened with my daughter, she's very young, she said, I want a guitar. I said, okay. So we went to the guitar center, we got the guitar, and we were sitting in the car. She said, well, play something. And I started playing a few chords and really just wrote the song out of that experience. I felt like at the time my daughter's spirit was moving on me, and I began to think about, you know, being a father and who my daughter would, you know, one day become. And I began to somehow just start thinking about moms. And I was looking around, and I was saying, wow, society, we're getting so detached a lot of times from my emotions. So I thought if I could write a song to kind of bring it back to warmth. I mean, I have a good father, and I feel like I am a good father. But we all know ain't nothing like mom. So, you know, I penned a tune for mom, and I wanted Mama's Song to be bigger than Mother's Day. I didn't want it to be a song that was limited to Mother's Day. But you know, I just got off the phone with my mom a minute ago. I feel like we should celebrate, you know, the cornerstone of our families, which is Mama, every single day.
Wrote
the song, and, you know, people seemed to kind of fall in love with the song, and then I met a young woman who's working with Susan G. Komen, and you know they do a lot of work for finding a cure for breast cancer. And so we talked. She loved the song, so I partnered with Susan G. Komen. And so what I told, I tell you what, I'm gonna take this song, and whoever downloads the song, I'm gonna give you guys some money to find a cure for breast cancer. So that's where we are today.
Okay, that is beautiful. I love that. So that kind of took us into our next question, the inspiration behind the song. Would you say that inspiration is your mom and your daughter? What inspired you to write that?
Well, my daughter was the initial, you know, catalyst that created the emotion for the song, so absolutely. And my mom, obviously, when I first wrote the song, you know, I had my mom in mind. But, you know, the truth is I listened to the song more as, you know, the song was coming together, so I realized, wait a minute. This song is not just for my mother. This song is for every mother on the planet. And even mothers who have already passed away. I tell people about this song. This is for moms who are here today and even moms who passed away, that we could celebrate the moms that are here, but we also could pay tribute to the beautiful moms who aren't here anymore. So the song started out to be about my mom, and I just realized, you know what, this song is bigger than me and it's bigger than my mom. This song is for every mom.
Absolutely. So how would you describe your music style and your genre to our audience?
My music, I try not to put it in one genre. I call my music now, I call it feel-good music. You know,
okay.
What I want to do with my music is a couple of different things. Obviously, I want music to feel good and sound good to people, but I also want to inspire people to look at the beauty that's all around us. So I would call my music feel-good, beauty-based music. Whereas, for instance, we could turn on CNN and Fox or whatever we watch, and we could get all the bad news we want. But I think when somebody turns on music, they want to get away. They want to escape from all the ugliness that's all around us. And I hope that's what my music does. I want people to put my CD on, or put one of my songs on, and just feel like, you know, they are beautiful and feel like love still matters and feel like that no matter what's going on in their lives, there's hope. You know, I grew up listening to a lot of the old school artists, from MJ, Michael is my favorite of all time, to, you know, Frankie Beverly or somebody, or even some of the cats I listen to now, like Anthony Hamilton and other artists like that. It just felt like, you know, we have a responsibility, like the old schoolers did, to put hope back out in our community and make people feel
absolutely.
Like that it's not all bad. And so my music, again, is feel-good music and it's beauty-based music. And that's what I'm calling.
Okay.
And a lot of people call
I
it. Thank you. You know, people call it, for the most part, R&B. But R&B has been such, in my humble opinion, such under attack, where we don't see a lot of R&B artists the way we used to. You know, it's like, if my friends ask me, well, all the R&B artists, they're like, well, we're out here. But it seems doesn't seem like the major labels are getting behind R&B like they used to. And to me, R&B has always been music for everybody. I mean, Michael sold to everybody. Stevie Wonder, everybody. And now R&B has kind of been put in a corner, like with the hood. And as much as we love the hood, really everywhere is a hood. Beverly Hills is a hood. You know, wherever Michael Jordan lives in Chicago is somebody's hood. So we didn't want, at least I didn't want R&B to be diminished or lowered or put in a corner. I wanted R&B to be what it's always been, and it's soulful music, music for the heart, for every person on the planet. And that's what I want to do with my music.
Okay. That's beautiful, too. Do you write all your music or collaborate with others?
A lot of the times I'm writing by myself now. I have collaborated in the past, and there's one song on my debut CD, A Summer Day, and a guy, Emmanuel Williams, out of Tennessee, he was living in L.A. at the time. He called me up and said, man, you got to hear these loops I got. And I like playing. I like playing piano. I like playing guitar. So a lot of times I would write songs just sitting out of the piano on my guitar. But what I found was I was poo-pooing some of the other ways you could write music. And to a great degree, I think pride has set in with me, well, you just have to do it this way. And I learned through that experience, you don't know where a hit song is going to come from. So long story short, Emmanuel hit me up. The man come through. I did. He played a bunch of loops for me, but he played this one little guitar loop. And I said, there's something there. He gave it to me. I was on my way to the Lakers game. I jumped on the freeway, and the melody just came to me. And by the next day, the song was written. A couple of weeks later, I was in the studio recording Summer Days. I do like collaborating.
Summer Days.
Yes. Yes.
And speaking of Summer Days, we have a clip that we're going to include and play for our audience at the end of the show.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Do
you like
it? Yes.
You like that?
I've been here rocking to it. Yes. I was like, oh, I like this. It's smooth. It's mellow. I'm like, I
can
vibe to this.
You know, it's just grown folk music. It's just grown folk music,
is.
Stuff that grown people can relate to. Hey, I got three kids. I love the kids. But I was telling a friend of mine, not every song has to be for the kids. We still here. Yeah. And we
yes,
still
we
like
are.
Music. You know what I mean?
So what's up next for you this year?
Well, I'm working on a television show project that I created, and just did a table read for that. I'm actually doing some rewrites on that. So it's looking like a couple of networks might be interested in my TV show. So we're working on that. And I'm putting a tour together. I'm not so sure when I'm going to go out. I just have to find, really check my Google Analytics, see what cities are actually buying my music and what venues want to bring me in. I plan on hitting the road sometime at the end of July. I'm going to hit the road and do some dates around the country and see what happens. And, you know, continue to write and continue to produce and just trust the Lord, he'll put me in a position where my voice is heard all over the world. And, I, you know, mm-hmm. for me, I want to make a difference in this music game. I don't want to just be a man who gets money and you know, lives in big homes and stuff. And all that's a part of the vision. But for me, I'm so excited about the youngsters who might be coming up behind me, whereas if I could be an inspiration to them, they'd feel like, well, shoot, if that brother did it, I can do it too. And maybe they'll do it even bigger than me. So what's up next for me is just sowing seeds and hopefully opening doors for others to be a blessing to them. That's very important to me.
Okay, okay. So how can our audience find and follow you on social media so they can keep up with what's going on with you?
Okay, cool. My name is Darcell, D-A-R-C-E-L-L. I use my new, you know, my name, my first name is Mustazen, but my last name is Creighton, C-R-A-Y-T-O-N. And it's Darcell Creighton on, you know, Instagram, Twitter, the whole deal. And if they just go to darcell.net, which is my website, they can get to, that's Darcell's mm-hmm. world. They can get to everything Darcell, get my music, go to iTunes from there, go to Amazon, Google Play from there. They go to darcell.net, they can get all things Darcell. And y'all hit me up. I love to go back and forth with y'all. I love to make new friends and new fans and just interact with the public. It's really a cool thing to see how many beautiful people it is out there. And there's so many beautiful people in the world. I want to touch and get experience with all of them that I can.
Absolutely. Well, why don't you go ahead, before we end the show, set up the clip for Summer Days.
All right. So what's up, everybody? This is Darcell. This is the theme for the summertime. Back in the day, they brought you Summer Breeze, and then my boy out here in L.A., Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff, they brought you Summertime. Well, now it's a new time. It's a time for a new theme song for the summertime. Everybody got their tops dropped, and they cooking barbecue with their family, just hanging out. This song is called Summer Days, everybody. I hope you love it.
All right, y'all. We're going to play his clip of Summer Days. Darcell, thank you so much for joining the show. We're going to end the show perfectly with Summer Days.
Latrice, I love you. Chi-Town, I love you.
Perfect. We love you too, Darcell.
Hey, would you email me? If you email me at darcellcreighton at gmail,
yeah.
Email me. I want to sing you a couple more songs.
Okay, I will.
All right, baby. I'll talk to you soon. I love you.
Today I live is precious to me. Winter and spring and fall, beautiful days like this. I know I love the summer days more by far. Sun is out and there's no doubt the celebration will flow freely. All over again, from New York to LA to the Red Sea. Summer's for lovers, summer's for friends. Summer day. Melodies of love. Sun is out, there's no doubt the day will have a smooth conclusion. The time has come to have some fun and do it all over again. From London to DC to sweet Paris, summer's for laughter, summer's for playing. Summer day. summer day.
Wonderful summer day.
Beautiful summer day.
Shining bright, so warm, my love.
I love. Sun is out, there's no doubt. The celebration will flow freely. It's time I had a real good time and do it all over again. From New York to LA to the Red Sea. Summer's for lovers, summer's for friends, summer's for friends, summer day.
Summer day.